Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, holy, it's Crab Diving Thursday, everybody! Shooting at you from Los Angeles, California, where it's hotter than Satan's bunghole after a night of Indian food. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile. I forgot the whole opening of the
disgusting.
Whole...
Disgusting.
I got thrown off by my attempt at
What do you think Satan
humor.
Likes Indian food anyway? I love Indian food.
My success with bad humor.
Well, yes. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the Crab Diving Internet Radio Show podcast. Hashtag go fuck yourself.
We're
going to
be here for the next couple hours. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us as a rerun.
That's right.
On the Crab Diving Network.
You bring up Indian food and it's hot
iTunes.
And whatever. And I said something earlier today that you sort of dismissed.
I didn't dismiss.
No. When you drink hot things or eat warm, spicy food, that activates your body's natural fucking air conditioning center.
Okay.
Air conditioning center.
Your air conditioning center.
That's what it's referred to. Isn't that true, though? Is there no fucking truth to that? Is that a myth?
I don't have that knowledge. I don't know, but I just didn't feel like having a cup of coffee.
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
I know, man. How dare you not want to have a cup of coffee?
No, but I mentioned
when it's 98 degrees out.
I mentioned my theory, and you just ignored it and dismissed it.
I said I would prefer to not have coffee, and you said, you know. And I said, okay, I still really don't want it.
Sound
coffee.
Like Cliff Clavin at Cheers. You know, Normie.
Or what was Norm.
You know, Norm.
Wait, I'm Cliff Clavin.
I'm Cliff Clavin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm the one who said the...
Right, yeah.
You're Norm, the guy with cirrhosis. Okay. Sits at the end of the bar.
Probably not that far from the truth.
No, it is far from the truth. Believe me, you don't drink. Like,
not cirrhosis.
Not like people I see drink. Holy shit. I don't drink
hardly at all anymore, really.
Oh, really? Yeah, I ran into a friend of mine. We can call him Frank, first name, comedian. He is a professional drinker. Remember that guy we used to run around? We used to walk around
him.
Koreatown. You'd see him.
I've seen him. I told you I went to Italian Fest here in Los Angeles, California, one year out at the Grove. You know that one near the Grove, I think? And Hollywood High.
Oh, right.
Off of Sunset.
Oh, sure.
And
Italian
people
fest.
Don't live in Los Angeles. Or like,
isn't that racist? Isn't that xenophobic? Or, like, you know,
no, it's
too much Italian white pride.
It's white pride. Yeah. They have great food. They can be proud. But I saw him there. And he had. Can we talk? He's not listening. He had.
Just don't say his last name, which I don't know. So.
A backpack.
Right.
Which he takes with him everywhere.
Sure.
And the main.
Well, he doesn't drive, which is great.
The main occupier of space in that backpack
is
a bottle of something. Alcoholic.
And not a great
bottle.
I'm
talking a 750 milliliter bottle of... It was white liquid. So it was the one I saw him have was either gin or vodka or something.
It was, yeah. Anyway.
And he does have... I fear he has issues because he does... He kind of has that... O-day wino.
He smells like a drunk.
Yes.
And his nose is the size of a big red strawberry.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Nice guy.
Not very nice guy.
A little bit of a possible drinking problem.
He's on the sauce.
Speaking of.
Yes.
I'm going to try to find as many clips as I can here because I'm woefully unprepared today for crab
diving.
That's
not true. Guy, we just, that thing. Oh, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, God. We were talking about white Italian pride, and it made me think of that. I know that video is old, but good God. What is wrong with that sorority house in Alabama that's put that video up a while back?
We were just doing research and watched
a
five-minute sorority video again.
Co-ed's gone wild.
But it's crazy. We can put a link. It's been a while since we put it up. I think we put it back on our Facebook. The facebook.com/crabdiving. You can contact us during the show if you want to message us there, or you can tweet us at crabdiving. Join in our Twitter feed.
Pat is coffee traitor. That's what Maggie Strong says to you. Pat
I'm a coffee traitor.
You are a coffee traitor.
I'm a moderate. I'm a coffee moderate. I forgot what I was. By the way,
Pretty Misandry, there's a brand new episode busting out on the airwaves at 4 p.m. on the Crab Diving Network today.
Immediately following this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Today, Maggie deconstructs the pickup artist.
I'm all you know that guy today, so I'm going to be
doing
that voice a lot.
You stuffed up?
I'm stuffed up. I feel like I'm talking like this anyway.
Are you telling me you have allergies and in this heat right now?
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, yeah. That is bullshit.
It's rough to be me.
Oh, yes.
It's really not. We've got, before we get to the headlines and everything, don't forget you can tweet us. Did I say that already?
Twat us at Crab Diving.
I'm all discombobulated today.
It's hot, man. We don't have AC here. We're all over the fucking place.
And the equipment makes it 20 degrees hotter in here.
Yes.
Sacrificing for our art.
Yeah. By the way, please go to crabdiving.com if you plan on going to Amazon. Access Amazon.com through our portal. Buy something. We get a little bit of a commission. You feel nothing in your wallet. We're trying to buy equipment that only puts out cold air.
And if you know if your eyeballs just can't handle reading a book and you want to hear a great story,
if you went to the University of Alabama and were part of that sorority or whatever
to,
that is,
oh, that's geez. The story we have to finish, but go to download a couple of free books from Audible.
Oh yes.
And you can test out their plans there, and if you go through our other portal, where we have many portals. If you go through the Audible portal, crabdiving.com/audible, you can download a couple of free books, and they send us some love for sending you their way. So
perfecto,
etc., etc., etc. Yeah. So this, if you go, we'll put it up on our Facebook. The sorority, it was an Alabama, University of Alabama. It was for Alpha Phi.
Yes,
the sorority. And it got pulled, but of course it was on the internet for 5 minutes, therefore it's readily accessible. But they pulled it as an official recruiting video.
Oh my God.
It was their official recruit. Like, they put it up on the Alpha Phi University of Alabama.
But it's a recruiting video for the sorority, right? Not for the college.
It's a recruiting video for middle-aged men.
I think it is, too. And I wonder if Alabama – I wonder if the university got pissed off at the sorority for using the official elephant. That's the mascot for the Crimson Tide for their college football team, right? That's all trademarked. You just can't use that in your fucking video.
Right.
The elephant is twerking.
Right.
He's twerking.
Right. And there's – it's just scene after scene of scantily clad – all very thin.
Yes.
Very attractive. 95% blonde, right? Isn't
all
that kind of weird?
You know what? It fucks you up because you're looking at all these blonde Aryan chicks bouncing about on the screen. And right. Then a brunette girl comes in. You're like, oh, you see, they're diverse.
Right.
Fucks you up.
And they're dancing around like in a field in little tiny sundresses. Then they're dancing around at the sorority house in little cocktail dresses. Then inexplicably they cut to a pier where of course they all have to be wearing bikinis.
It's the bikini shot.
Nowhere is there a book.
You're such a nerd.
Or
what
anything.
The fuck? What do you have to ruin all the fun? What, do you want somebody in the middle of all that to be learning geometry?
I guess. Who cares, right? I guess you're trying to recruit them. Right.
They're appealing to the lowest common denominator in that video. I mean, it's like there's no – I don't even –
There's no scenes of them, you know, feeding people at homeless shelters. There's no scenes of them helping an old folks home.
What would you say to those chicks at that sorority? Would you be like, hey, ladies, we're going to need you to think outside yourself for a second?
I don't think the girl – I think a couple of dudes – came up with the idea.
Oh, I agree.
I find it hard to believe that the sorority came up with that.
Yeah. Who shot that? Sofia Coppola?
I mean, they've got to have some.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that they didn't. They got that far because it's. But there was a lot put into it.
What do you think happens in the South? To me, I saw that. I'm like, oh, of course. I mean, you know, I went to. When I started college, I studied at this program that was at an all-girls university.
Right.
And the year before I got that, Brunel University had they had some of their sorority girls, I don't know, participate in a Playboy shoot. That was like what they were known for.
Right.
I mean, it was like the girls of Brunel or some of the ladies of, you know, Southern College edition, something real trashy. I mean, you know. That's just the South, man. What do you want?
And, you know, what parents? I mean, I guess they figure the parents aren't on YouTube, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. You don't even know.
What parent is going to watch it and be like, yeah, I want my girl to go there and hang out with all the.
Plenty.
Well, what am I thinking?
Plenty parents. All those girls. That are going to have children that you saw at that sorority want their kids to go to that fucking sorority.
Yeah.
They pass down, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a rite of passage to go to their family sorority or something. I mean, when I was at Brunel University, I remember
being. Did you join a sorority?
Oh, yes.
Officially?
Ever Eight is Zeta? That's
did. I was
no. They had a sorority there, and I they had one. Black sorority, and by black I mean African American,
and by that you probably meant they had one black girl.
Yeah. Right? no
it was all right with one.
Well,
black
no, they
girl.
Had a sorority for all the African American.
Oh, there
students,
was enough,
and they didn't have, there was not all the other sorority 100% white, baby, 100% fucking white, and nobody really said anything about it. I brought it up to people. I was like, is this weird that it's the year when I was in college, 2009, that wrong. But really, even back in the 90s, the early fucking 90s, I mean they should have had, there should have been some diversity somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere.
Right. Welcome to America. Diversity.
Right, yeah. Well, shit, that college, man. The year before I went as well, they had they did a play called Ku Klux, and it was a play that made fun of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, that's a good.
And Gainesville, Georgia was the capital of the Klan. That's where the Grand Dragon or whatever his silly fucking title was. That's where he lived. Up in Gainesville, and the Klan protested that play because they felt like they were being portrayed unfairly.
They're being marginalized.
Like, you're being marginalized. Now you know what it's like, stupid.
How dare you portray us in a bad light?
The South.
The
trashy University of Alabama.
Well, speaking of trashy, I mean, yesterday, there. Well, before we get to the headlines, we can talk about this. There was a rally, and it was like the Tea Party Patriots rally against the Iran deal.
We had 7 people march on Washington.
Oh, no, there were a whole bunch of them there because there were some stars there.
Oh, God.
At one point. I might as well start out with the best.
Like actors?
Sarah fucking Palin.
Did they have any Hollywood types? No Chuck
Maybe,
Norris?
Maybe, I don't know. Not that I have on this. Right. They might have. But Sarah Palin, spoke. And last night, Rachel Maddow.
Yes. Ifeat. Not Ifeat.
Played. played a little clip on her show.
Yay.
Of part of the speech.
Right.
Of Sarah Palin.
Oh, God, she talked.
Yeah.
How do you talk, like, after all the flub she's had, I would be like, I'm not talking in public anymore. Fuck it. And it's not for me. I'm done.
Well, she was invited to this event inexplicably.
Good God.
At the it's the Tea Party Patriots.
Oh, God.
Now my computer is...
the Tea Party Patriots.
The reason I'm...
Jesus Christ.
My computer is being cunty.
Let me translate that for you. Hey, white people, we're going to have a gathering.
Well, right. And what do you think the goddamn average age was?
67. White. We all have miracle ear.
Let's see if I can get this to it. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here's a clip of Rachel Maddow, and basically it's what the fuck is Sarah Palin saying?
Oh, I love it.
Here, tell me what this means. So up there in Alaska, across the way, Russia. You know, there's a name for this taking advantage of America. There's a Russian name for that, and it's called Fortochka, and that means Obama's window of opportunity. So as Obama leads from behind the skirt of his right-hand man, Valerie Jarrett, then it's up to Congress to close that window.
I mean, we're going to go back. I just wanted to let it go.
What in the fuck is she talking about?
So that we're not accused of chopping it up to make it unintelligible.
From behind the skirt.
So up there in Alaska, across the way, Russia.
Yeah.
I have a transcript. You know there is a name for this taking advantage of America. There is a Russian name for that, and it's called Fortushka.
Is that accurate? Is that a good translation? Fortuchka?
I don't think it.
You know what I think? You know what I think? I think she heard that in Hunt for Red October. Like Sean Connery squeaked that out. And she said, Fortuchka.
Right.
Fortuchka.
Yeah, who knows?
What
I think
the...
she made it up. I can't find the word
this,
Fortuchka.
Is this prepared?
Anyway. Yeah, sounds... she's reading.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Who the fuck wrote that for her to read, though? Who wrote that for her?
It had to be her, right?
I get how you could sound like that coming off the cuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But how do you prepare
no,
that?
She's reading that. You think you think Fortuchka came rolled off that tongue?
Dude, I don't fucking know. You don't know.
Hear it. Then it's up to Congress to close that window. He may propose you dispose, Congress. You got to be in it to win it because we want peace. With unapologetic, mighty red, white, and blue, we'll have peace.
What?
Is it slam poetry?
Just happened.
You got to be in it to win it. I understand. Is it slam? It sounds like slam poetry.
I mean, did you hear? Even that crowd was seemed perplexed. That crowd.
Oh my God! They just listen, Sarah. All they have to know is where to clap and scream. But you don't know where to clap. Like I don't know what I'm supposed to be clapping at here. We're in it to win it.
We're in it with red, white, and blue.
What did she say? Strong with unapologetic red, white, and blue. Meanwhile, Obama is under some skirt from behind, leading.
Right.
I mean, that's a little strange.
what the
fuck is she saying?
So Obama leads from behind the skirt of his right-hand man, Valerie Jarrett, but she read it.
Wait, is Valerie?
No, see, now that makes sense. Obama leads from behind the skirt of his right-hand man, Valerie Jarrett, but
is Valerie
she read
man?
It like this. So Obama leads from behind the skirt of his.
Yeah.
But she broke it up. And she fucked up the whole meaning of it. You know.
I agree with you, but it is strange. Even if you read it correctly, like you just did, it's fucking bizarre.
He may propose, you dispose, Congress. You got to be in it to win it because we want peace. With unapologetic, mighty red, white, and blue, we will have peace.
Good God. Really? What? What is she saying?
Right. I mean, I could. I guess I could take it and put it through Google Translate, see what happens.
But what are you translating it from and to? Dipshit.
Dumb asshole. Too. Yeah.
Intelligible.
So there you go. A little bit of Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
At the wonderful Tea Party.
You gotta be in it to win it.
Tea Party Patriots.
Listen. I agree with her. You've got to be in it to win it.
Right.
That's good advice.
Red, white, and blue.
And I'm sure Obama doesn't mind leading from behind a skirt with his right-hand man, Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame.
Who is Valerie a man?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Valerie Jarrett, I mean. Not Valerie Plame. Jared. Valerie Plame was the former CIA.
Oh, yeah. They got outed.
Yeah.
By the Bush administration.
No, Valerie Jarrett is like... She's an advisor or something like that. They hate her. She's been around forever, and everybody says that, you know, a lot of the assholes on the right are like that Valerie Jarrett is really
is Obama's right hand man.
No, that she's really in charge. Oh, yeah. Obama steps to whatever the hell she wants.
He spends all his time under Valerie's skirt, yeah, right. Leading from her behind.
From behind her skirt.
An apologetic red, white, and blue in it to win it.
Now, what percentage of America thought that that woman should be vice president of the United States?
I don't know. How many? What was the number? Too many.
Way too many.
Too many.
Any percentage is horrible.
Yeah, I think she'd be a great person to lead the energy department. Department of Energy. See? But. To successfully lead the Department of Energy, you must be in it to win it. That is non-negotiable.
Well, she's going to run it into the ground, isn't she? Isn't that what she said? She's going to close it?
No!
She'll run it into the ground either way.
You're not listening.
Even if she wants to keep it open.
You're not listening. She is in it to win it, no matter what. Unapologetic, red, white, and blue, dickhead.
I apologize. Oh, wait. I shouldn't apologize.
Right, no.
We're supposed to be unapologetic.
Unapologetic! You got to be in it to win it.
So a lot's going on in the world. Let's let's hear what Ms. Palin has to say.
There's more?
No. This is as she takes. We'll do the headlines.
Characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, high atop the sweltering Koreatown, USA, blah, blah, blah. Whatever I usually say here before the news stuff.
Go and fuck yourself.
These are your headlines. Dateline, you know, September 10th and shit.
Dan Rather never did it like that, baby.
Right. They had air conditioning at the studio where Dan Rather was.
I know we're in the middle of the headlines, but damn it, you know. I was thinking about that Dan Rather thing and how he got fired from CBS after his long career. Wasn't that fucking nuts? What happened? Didn't he say something negative about George Bush? And then they kicked his ass out.
Yeah, I don't remember the entire circuit. Well, he said something wrong, they found, right? Like something he had talked about was inaccurate.
He had bad facts or something.
But it wasn't anything to warrant running him out of town.
It wasn't like on the Fox News level of misinformation, was it?
Yeah.
Did he report that Santa Claus was black? Is that
right?
It ran him out on a rail.
The headline.
He wasn't in it to win it.
Is a photograph at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It bait.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
A photograph of Hurricane Harry Reid.
Lee. Fuck him.
Committing a mortal sin if he was a Republican.
A lewd act.
He's hugging Obama.
Ah! Take a shower!
They still talk about Christie doing that.
You can't. Don't hug him.
Wait, didn't somebody take that shot at him at the debate, at the recent clown car debate?
Oh,
somebody said you were busy hugging Obama.
All right.
I think that was Randy Paul.
Well, Mississippi, it's still a law in the books. You're not allowed to hug a black person.
I think in some states, they may still approve that one. which is why the adults had to take over. But the headline says, Dems shoot down Iran deal sabotage. Could you say sabotage, please?
That's how James T. Kirk from the Starship Enterprise pronounces things.
I say sabotage.
Fuck you.
The two-month now long Republican-led effort to, you know, start World War fucking three.
Yay.
Went bye-bye today as 42 Democrats, we got the magic number plus one,
okay,
filibustered a procedural vote in the Senate. So now there is no doubt that the Congress will allow this deal to go forward. So that's it. The Iran deal is a done deal.
Damn.
Sarah Palin and all their squeals yesterday were for nothing, and they knew it.
Maybe they weren't in it to win it. Maybe we're in it to win it. Maybe that's why it went through.
They knew it was for nothing. But still, they got a grandstand for the dummies wearing red, white, and blue.
But wait, now, the deal is official. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's going to go to the president.
When do the mushroom clouds start appearing on the horizon?
Or, I mean, the president's going to do it. Then they're going to sign it at some point. I don't know. Ted Cruz
is the end of the world, right?
Right. And I guess we should celebrate because that means Louis Gohmert's out of Congress, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait. Now, what if he doesn't make good on his threat? What if he is not in it to win it and is bullshitting us?
See, I still think that he has got a cushy job lined up.
Oh,
already.
Sure.
I think there's somebody hired him already.
Oh, yeah.
For some lobbyist bullshit or some religious organization
maybe he's
hired
be
him.
A commentator on Fox.
Or maybe he looked at the numbers and realized maybe it ain't going to be an easy run next time, because maybe they're challenging those districts, the gerrymandering and the shenanigans that they've done down there. So I don't know. I'm speculating. I didn't really read up on it, but I just think he wouldn't say something like that unless he's got an out.
Well, you know, I read somewhere that it's rumored that Pat Robertson offered him the weather job of weatherman on the 700 Club. He's going to be there. Who's that guy that's weather?
Do they have a weather guy there?
Oh, yeah. They have an Al Roker.
See, I've never watched you. You said you watched an entire episode
or
a couple.
Well, actually,
I
don't know
Florida.
That they have one. This is going to sound nuts, dude. But I saw Pat Robertson doing a little bit of the weather. Talking about the weather in a little nutrition segment.
Okay.
I mean, it makes me think that he secretly wants to be like a news person because he's doing all these things that a guy that owns a diamond mine doesn't necessarily have to do like a little weather update and doesn't have to read out he was reading out the high temperatures in certain parts of the country.
Right.
And him and the weather guy. Oh, I remember this. Him and the weather guy were talking about the drought in California and why it might be happening and all this other bullshit. And then he told me to eat fiber.
Eat fiber. Here we go.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast is brought to you by the visionaries at Over.
Okay. I think that's the whole fucking podcast. I thought it was a clip or a segment, but I think it's the whole.
Man,
I think it might be the whole
you would
goddamn
be, you
thing.
Think
no, wait, it's not.
That's such a fancy.
Stock.com.
I don't want
the App Store or Google Play for great Overstock.com
blah, blah,
deals.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Just got an email from.
What? That's such a fancy intro. I mean, the people listening to his podcast, that's too much for them.
Louis Gohmert. He said, last week I announced to the world if the House and Senate will treat the Iran treaty as a treaty, I will not run for my congressional seat again. It's the only thing that I have left that our leadership wants besides.
If they treat the Iran treaty as a treaty,
it is.
I won't run for my congressional
it
seat.
It doesn't
again.
Make any sense. What are they supposed to treat it as? Don't treat it as a treaty.
And I think it was Sam Cedar today was talking a little bit about this. They had a great point. They're
treaty.
Like, well, if Louis Gohmert was making this dramatic announcement,
yeah,
obviously nobody was listening and nobody cared because he felt compelled to send an email to Glenn Beck to get the news out.
Right. Did no one notice? No one said, oh, shit, guys. Louis Gohmert might quit. Right. But he gave two shits.
No, Louis, don't.
Fuck you.
Well, that was the overwhelming response on the crab diving page. We put up the story. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Everybody was very sympathetic to Louie that we posted the story about.
Wait, I mean,
I'm lying. There were like 40 responses of, don't let the door hit you in the fucking ass, asshole.
So do you think if Louie leaves, will a Democrat take over?
No, not that district.
And what fucking difference does it make? I mean,
right.
Louie Gohmert's gone. Who's going to replace him? Somebody equally as bad.
You don't think as dumb, though. Is that possible?
No, but they're going to suck. They're going to suck. It's not going to be some great progressive.
Well, no, you're right. No Bernie Sanders in the, Republic or the first district.
You know, I'm going to make a prediction. You know who's going to replace Louie Gohmert? Some other white piece of shit. That's it. I mean, that's who it's going to be. I will bet. You want to take any action against me? Do you want to bet that it won't be a white piece of shit?
No, I concur. Okay.
Listen, the only thing they need to, they just need to be in it to win it.
Bye-bye. Do us all a favor, please. Go, 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 go. Just go already. These are some of the comments on Crab Diving Facebook.
Bye, Felicia.
Of course he's lying.
Fuck you.
This person says. Yeah. Bye-bye, Felicia.
That's a good one.
You can see Louie's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Tool.
And then we have one right-wing nut job who posted our piece of shit president didn't even negotiate the release of 4 American hostages as part of that crooked deal.
Wait a second.
Crooked deal.
Do we have, who's prisoner? We have prisoners over there in Iran?
There's 4. Yeah.
Like
there's people in jail for some things. And they've said if they could have put that on the table and had it be kind of relevant to the
circumstances. They would have, right?
But again, these idiot Republicans think that we have all of the cards. They think that they ignore the fact that these sanctions were going to go away. They're international sanctions. And Russia and China already said they're not going to sign on again,
right?
To re-up these sanctions, so they would have gone kapoof,
kaplooey.
So when they say they're getting all these billions of dollars to send a terrorist to blow us up, they were going to get those billions of dollars any fucking goddamn way.
These assholes
and a nuke.
Yeah, they aren't like fucking. They don't grasp the situation, or they're trying right. to. Yeah, I'm trying to show
integrity. And after last week. Sorry. That I spent in Egypt, I feel so compelled to do absolutely everything I can to derail this president's drastic move towards a nuclear holocaust.
He says holocaust.
What is he doing?
So funny.
What is Louie Gohmert doing in Egypt?
Yeah, I don't know.
creepy.
Right.
Holocaust. A nuclear holocaust. No fucking reason to be there.
God, Glenn Beck's voice. I don't know what he did over this vocal rest, He did, but God, he sounds better than ever.
Well, but he was at that. I saw a short clip from him from that Tea Party Patriots rally. He was there.
Yes.
And
did he have a scarf on?
But he sounded hoarse.
Did he really?
I was concerned for him. Yeah.
He doesn't. Do you think he sounds hoarse on this fucking?
No, he clip? Sounds good there.
That's amazing. Does he have his little mister going during this clip?
Not. That's an audio only. I couldn't see. You see videos of the Blaze recently. Glenn has a really odd, giant sperm-shaped kind of vaporizer thing going next to
him. Dude, I would love that, though. That looks awesome.
Misting.
Oh, I want a mister. How badass would it be if you had a mister going right now? Or AC.
What's in it? Oh, what's in the mister? And what's in the AC?
Right.
So there you go. That's the headline is congratulations to
in it to win it
President Obama that's
right.
Quite possibly averting World War III, according to our friends on the right.
That's the best.
Israel will be nuked within a month.
Nuked. You know what's better than sitting out like a nuclear war? Anything. Anything's better.
Yes.
Even talking to the Iranians is better, guys. God. What a bunch of dicks.
Dumb it down. Crank the calendars back.
Crank
to the Middle Ages or so.
Bring out your dead.
Hello. I'm not dead yet.
We'll go over to the Drudge Report.
What's a Monty Python skit with the cheese? Cheese. Somebody says cheese over and over again.
Spam.
No, there's spam. Yeah, but that's the cheese shop one. Oh, it's funny. I just can't remember.
I remember
it.
That one. I remember the parrot.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
This is an ex-pettit. he's met his maker. No, he's not, he's just sleeping. There's a over at the Drudge Report, there's a photograph of the representative from Florida.
Yes.
And DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Perfect.
And it says Debbie debate threat.
Oh.
DNC revolt. Do you
Debbie
know what's going on?
Does debate.
This is a little shenanigan like.
Right.
With what's going on with the Democrats here.
Right.
Because they have decided to limit it to six debates. And even some of the scheduling of these debates, like one is at some ridiculous time in the morning.
What?
Like on a weekend morning when nobody's going to fucking watch.
Who wants that shit?
Another one is Martin O'Malley was complaining yesterday about it. He's running. And
shut up, Martin. Nobody's into
Martin
you.
Martin O'Malley.
Yeah,
he's
but
got a lot of good ideas.
How entertaining. I don't care. He's boring. I want to hear
but
from these other assholes.
He should be able to be up there and with Bernie.
Okay.
And with the other guy, Jim Webb, I guess he declared.
Can't even remember who these people are. These guys need to step up their showmanship.
Right.
Are they in it to win it?
Lincoln Chafee
is not in it to win it.
He's in it.
Martin O'Malley is not in it to win it.
But I think like O'Malley and Chafee, those two guys, I know Chafee says nobody should be in the White House who voted for the Iraq war.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree.
And I think O'Malley might say the same thing. And both of those dudes were governors.
What's happening?
My boss is calling. I have to answer.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Well, I'll continue on. Yeah, I'll talk. So what's going on with the Democratic National Committee here and these debates is they're limiting them to six. And Martin O'Malley and Lincoln Chafee and some of the other candidates who aren't Hillary Clinton are starting to feel like there's some bullshit be going on, that it's kind of, Martin O'Malley called it a facilitating a coronation for Hillary Clinton, that they're, by not having enough debate to take down, or they're essentially saying, well, look, we've got a front runner. We're going to make it as easy as possible for her to not take slings and arrows throughout this process. But then there's a lot of people that say the candidate should take slings and arrows because without having a little bit of a challenge throughout the primaries, that she's not going to be ready for a big full-scale debate in the main event in next November. So, you know, there's people on both sides saying. So Martin O'Malley's lawyer is actually filing some papers challenging the legality of this exclusivity that the DNC has that says that if anybody participates in a debate that's not sanctioned by the DNC, they're not allowed to attend any future debates. So even if some of these guys decided to set up some debates by themselves, there's a rule with the DNC that you're not allowed at the big table again because you haven't gone exclusive with us. So Bernie Sanders is also saying that they should have more debates. He wants to debate everybody. He wants to have the Republicans and the Democrats start debating already. He's like, bring everybody out to start debating right now. The only people that really aren't too thrilled about the debates, of course, having more debates, would be the front runners. Hillary Clinton's people said, oh, yeah, we're, I would go to more debates if they're going to have them. But you know damn well that they're thrilled with the way the situation is now. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is saying, look, that's it. It's in stone. We've put out the rules. We're having six. And that's what's happening. She's saying, look, everybody's gaining steam on their own. Look at the crowds. Sanders is drawing. We haven't had any debates yet. Bernie has found a way to really catch fire with the base. So I guess we'll have to see what these legal challenges of this exclusivity. Ryan's back.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to leave. I'm a personal assistant in my day job, and my boss is traveling today, and there's all kinds of moving parts. And if anybody out there is a personal assistant,
you had to make your paper.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't get her on the phone. I'm nervous. I fucked something up.
Oh.
I'm just praying.
So she may call back.
And a God that doesn't exist. That rental car reservation's okay. And I also hope that the order at Kinko's. Fucked up.
No message?
Man. No message. It's just, oh, so nervous. Something's wrong.
Oh, I'm sure nothing's wrong. That's what's going on with the debate, is that some of the other candidates are saying there's shenanigans going on, and the Drudge is all over that shit. They love to see the Democrats fighting with each other, because the subheadline over Drudge is DNC revolt.
It's the, you know what it is? It's not a revolt, dumbass. It's they're talking to each other or something, you know?
Actually, the two top officials for the DNC broke last night with the party and are calling for changes to the process.
Right.
Hawaii Rep Tulsi Gabbard, what a great name, and former Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, who are both vice chairs of the DNC.
Great names, both of them.
Right. They both called for increasing the number of debates and are saying that this exclusivity clause was a mistake. While you were gone, I said there's a clause.
Yes.
Where they can't even go to debates that aren't DNC sanctioned. If they do, they're kicked out of the other ones.
That's
so
bullshit.
Even if they all said, okay, fuck it, we'll all get together and have our own debate, the DNC says no more debates for you.
Well, what if we wanted to host a crab diving debate? Let this Martin O'Malley argue with
they would all love
Jim
it.
Jim Webb.
If we could get everybody to it, yeah. But then they wouldn't be able to go to any of the other DNC ones. So
right.
I guess they're trying to, these vice chair people, a couple of them are trying to get some changes made. I'm sure it's too late at this point. Debbie Wasserman Schultz seems to be saying, she said, we're not changing the process. We have six debates.
Jeez. Wow.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's like they're trying to protect.
They're circling the wagons around Hillary. And that's one of the problems that O'Malley was saying, that that's some bullshit. You're essentially anointing the front runner and stifling debate.
So why do we even go through this?
Exactly.
Why don't you just let the Democratic Party pick who they want to run and then fuck off to anyone else?
And this
That's
is
shitty.
And a lot of it is also having to do with, you know, farming these out to some of these networks, which the candidates are starting to complain about, rightfully so. Why goddamn fucking Fox had the say, although great theater for our side.
Oh, God.
But why Fox had the say of basically, again, anointing who the top 10 candidates would be just by its fuzzy decision.
I mean,
of what polls it was going to supposedly
polls. I mean, you know, I mean, they want ratings and they want to be entertaining, and I understand that. But
mission accomplished,
right? I mean, you know, but it's just it shouldn't be set up that way where they get all the say then, because I would say, well, if it was the Crab Diving Network and you said, who do you want on the debate? I would say the most entertaining that people want to hear. So we have the most people tuning
Rick
in.
Oh, Rick Perry.
So we can sell advertising for more money.
Absolutely.
That's why it can't be like that. Because fuck those boring people. If no one's going to listen. I mean, that's wrong. That's a wrong way to think.
As a Crab Diving Network presents the Republican debate, we have a special debater going to help throw some opinions into the mix.
I am a master debater.
In my life tour, I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
God, I'll bet there's Rob Ford debate footage, right?
Sure. I mean, do you think I mean, a little bit, how many were there, four or five clips where he was saying insane things and then he was put away?
You mean clips where he was doing crack?
Right.
Or where he was screaming out racial epithets at a taco joint at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, the Olivia Gondek thing and all that other shit. I mean, I'm just saying there has to be more out there than what we've seen. It's not enough.
Yeah,
I mean, that guy.
Absolutely.
We must have some real zingers.
Fun at parties.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe no more after the whole cancer thing, too.
Yeah. Too bad Twitter and, you know, iPhones and handheld cameras and all that shit wasn't around back when Richie Daley Sr. was mayor of Chicago.
Yeah.
That would have been good, probably. I mean, I imagine he probably threw some fits here or there.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
You don't think he was a big teddy bear?
No.
Just watch Boss with Kelsey Grammer, and it's probably not that inaccurate of a depiction of what goes on in Illinois.
It makes Chicago look like a nasty fucking place.
But a great actor playing the governor of Illinois there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's his name?
I don't remember. He's a good character actor.
Damn.
Don't know.
Yeah. Google it.
So, crab diving update. No real news on the Kim Davis front. She's holed up in her den of Jesus, and she is, according to the Liberty Council,
fuck you,
her fraudulent hate group representatives,
right?
She's going to take the rest of the week off, and she's going to come back to work on Monday. And in the meantime, she's going to go through the hundreds and hundreds of letters she's received in support. Now, I wonder if they've been pre-vetted.
What, the letters?
You know, somebody opened those for her.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to hand her the one that is you fucking asshole, Christo Snatch.
I mean, if I'm the assistant, no, absolutely not.
Oh, she's reading them all.
Right. No. I mean, she's not getting
that bad stuff. No. Right.
I don't
want to
make you unhappy. I want to get paid.
So Matt Staver, who is the leader, the grand wizard of the Liberty Council, founder of this nonprofit hate organization that basically exists to try to make sure that gay people can't get married or adopt kids or anything like that. This asshole was on a radio program called Wall Builders Live.
Okay.
Go to wallbuilderslive.com. You would think it would be carpentry.
Right.
Oh, good God. With David Barton and Rick Green. Now, David Barton is the host of Wall Builders.
Is David Barton the guy that Glenn Beck loves so much?
He is the fraudulent, disgraced, quote, historian, unquote.
Fuck you.
Who wrote a book about Jefferson and twisted and diarrhea'd upon the facts so poorly and egregiously that they yanked his book. His publisher, a Christian-friendly publisher, yanked the book.
Oh, man.
And his book was pulled from the Walmarts of the South.
Oh, jeez.
But now, for some reason, Glenn Beck tasted his starfish and thought it was like honey.
Oh, this is delicious.
Because
I'll take another.
Yeah, he just, for some reason, Glenn Beck has attached himself to this utter fraud.
Starfish, honey-like.
The other day, we played a clip. You go to crabdiving.com.
Tasted like honey. So bad.
Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Give us some ratings and feedback.
We played a clip of Glenn Beck when he was riding in the car with David Barton.
Downloads.
I'm sure on their way to something real fun. Chick-fil-A.
What do you think they talked about in the car?
Well, on tape, we know what they talked about.
David, what do you like
Roll best? Up the windows where there's brown people out there.
Oh, yeah.
But David Barton, they were talking about, because Glenn Beck initially came off on the side of, though we agree with Kim Davis.
Oh, yes.
The law is the law, and we recommend following the law. And then he realized that David Barton has a different view, of course.
Right.
David Barton is a profound American Taliban Christo-fascist dickwad.
I mean, he's like Ken Ham, right?
Terrifying.
You know, terrifying. Is he a literalist?
I don't know if he's 6,000 year older.
Is he like
cut the rest? He's the rest. I mean,
stone your daughter, stone your wife.
This is a Christian nation. This was founded on Christian principles.
Sure.
Get the fuck out, everybody else.
Yeah.
As a dominionist.
The earth is flat.
But he said Glenn straight by saying, no, Glenn. This is a republic and not a democracy because of Jesus.
Right.
I mean, that was really his reasoning.
Creepy.
If you look it up.
Yeah.
And then Glenn was like, oh, haha, of course you're right.
Yes.
Shall we go shoot in our shooting range out back?
So here is...
At the blaze.
Matt Staver, the Liberty Council toad.
Hate group.
On wall builders. And listen to...
Wall builders. Oh God,
it's just all so fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. I know we're beating this big, fat, bad-haired, dead horse, but...
Right.
To non-Christians out there,
yeah,
like us, this shit is terrifying as fuck,
man.
When you see people in front of a county building waving crosses around and advocating for breaking laws because we don't like them.
It was fucking scary,
right?
Creepy.
Here is a little bit of Matt Staver's Christian unlogic.
Yeah, this involves Clerk Kim Davis in Rowan County, Kentucky, and she prayed about this situation before the June 26th opinion of five lawyers on the Supreme Court, and then of course after it came down.
You notice this? Just they all have the exact. They all got that memo,
right?
He forgot to say unelected. Yeah. I'm sure that'll come out, but that's their big talking point now that they don't. They loved Hobby Lobby.
Oh, sure.
They wanted to go.
These are activist judges.
Yeah, they wanted to get under each one of those black robes and do some filleting when Hobby Lobby passed. But when the gay marriage thing passed,
they lost their mind.
They're five lawyers in black robes.
I got to tell you something. Ever since that decision, the right wing has just been different. They have not been. They've always been crazy, but it's just. I swear to God, it's still.
They're sad.
It's still nuts. Yeah. I feel like they haven't slowed down at all. I was worried, like, after gay marriage, the anger, the rage would sort of subside.
Right. It kind of died down for a couple of days, but then this
Kim Davis,
this asshole
thing.
Kim Davis, right? They were just waiting. They were this Liberty Council.
They're nuts.
Was like a trapdoor spider,
right?
Waiting for a dumb Christian to wander by that was. Willing to put herself up on the cross like
Ooh.
This, and they're willing to let her twist in the wind.
Oh yes,
rotten jail, and they keep getting the money. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Donate to the Liberty Council. Help us protect people like Kim Davis all around the country.
Right, and then they get to do the little thing at the end where Huckabee and. You know, Ted Cruz participates from a distance where they do the little, hey, I'm a martyr. When she was out there holding hands with Huckabee, and I guess it was her, husband?
No, that was Matt Staver. That's this guy coming
Staver.
Up.
Sorry, yeah. They look like, it just, oh, God.
Right?
Listen to the Hollywood hick. They do look like they're a little slow or they're missing some chromosomes or some shit. I'm so sorry.
There's a couple of pictures
just
of them with her
looking.
Husband. Yeah, with her husband. On memes all over the place, and they do straight out of Hee Haw,
right?
Or straight out of Deliverance. You know,
oh yeah,
everything's straight out of now.
Yeah, straight out of
is the latest. Yeah. But
by the way, listen to Hollywood Hick every day, 7 p.m., midnight, 7 a.m.
on the sevens. Yeah,
right.
And tonight, we're immediately following this episode of Crab Diving in an hour and 6 minutes, y'all.
Oh shit!
Strap in.
Right,
for a great and awesome new episode of Pretty Misandry.
We are coming for you guys.
The very funny Maggie Strong, newly in marriaged.
Yes, she surrendered to the patriarchy.
Ah. Right. So again, congratulations to her, and everybody stay tuned. Listen to Pretty Misandry following this. She takes on PUA guys.
The pickup artist.
Yeah.
Talks about, you know, she gives tips on how to hit on women. Is that?
She does. Right. Inadvertently.
No. Yeah.
She says, don't do this.
She deconstructs the pickup artist.
So if you're an actual asshole.
If you're a creep.
Misogynist.
MRA.
Do exactly the opposite of what Maggie's making fun of for the next hour.
Fuck off.
So Matt Staver.
That's right.
Continues here with all the catchphrases of why Kim Davis is a hero.
And on Friday, she was targeted right away on the following Monday, as were clerks around the country, and they were being asked, to license something that collides with their religious conviction. And to understand this, a clerk provides licenses to do something, a license to operate a motor vehicle on the road, a license to build a particular facility, or a license to do this, or a license to do that, a license to operate a business. And so that person is licensing someone to do something. And in this case, they're
right. But
it's so ponderous.
The clerks don't decide the criteria for those licenses. Those are all legislated. There are laws that determine whether you are eligible to get a driver's license. There are laws that determine whether you have met the eligibility of a fucking right. fish license, or if your dog's got the right cunting shots.
Oh, wait a second. She's not supposed to decide the criteria?
Well, right.
Of what shots my dog might need?
And guess what laws have been decided yeah. are the criteria for getting a marriage license, and this cow, this bint, doesn't want to do it.
This what?
Bint.
What does that mean?
It's a British thing.
Bent. This bent.
Monty Python. Just because you can't base a political system on some farcical aquatic ceremony, just because some moistened bent lobbed a scimitar at you.
Is this a Holy Grail?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Some tart in a lake?
Right. A moistened bent.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Lobbed a scimitar at you.
Oh, I've
that's help, I'm being repressed. Oh, that's that section.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune.
You know what I love
we
about
take
that?
It in turns.
Oh yeah. How the peasants were always in the background just playing in
playing
mud.
Playing in mud.
Oh, there's some lovely filth over here, Dennis.
The best.
I had that memorized when I was a kid.
It's funny.
So yeah, this fuckhead is making our argument.
Yeah.
I'm sure not. He's right. Because his view is that it's an unlawful law. But you don't get to decide that.
No.
And if you decide to engage in civil disobedience, you get thrown in jail. Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. engaged in civil disobedience and got thrown in jail. Cornel West, a month ago, not even, got thrown in jail in Ferguson for protesting. Right. For engaging in civil disobedience. You know it's going to happen. You're going to get thrown in jail.
Are you saying that that's part of civil disobedience?
Yes.
Getting thrown in jail. So you really can't,
right.
can't bitch about the getting thrown in jail part, can you?
So go ahead and disobey, Kim, but we're going to haul your big double wide ass into the fucking jail again.
Right.
And it was a trailer joke, not a fat joke. I don't know if she's fat. Who could tell? She wears Christian Moomoo's.
Who? Kim Davis?
Yeah.
No, she's heavier. I mean,
look at you.
Licensing what? They're licensing something that is directly contrary to the core of their religious convictions to engage in sinful activity among same-sex relations and sanction something that is contrary to the...
Sinful! Right. And now he's going to say sanctioning something that's contrary to strictures. We don't give a fuck about your sin. We don't give a fuck about your scripture. Your scripture and your sin means 0.0 to our legal process.
It means fuckle.
How many of the Ten Commandments are in the law, you dick?
Right.
2.5.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's
covet
wife.
Covet away.
Hey, I was coveting. Can you throw some stones at me, please?
That's a thought crime. So yeah. You want thought crimes.
Thought police.
You looked at my wife's tits.
I'm going to tase you, governor.
God, these Christians are terrifying.
Scriptures, and that is marriage of two people of the same sex. So it is not something tangential to their Christian values. It's something that's at the core of their Christian values. To force someone like that to give a license or something to legalize, to put a stamp of approval on something that is absolute rebellion against God, sinful.
We don't care. And it has nothing to do with your stupid religion.
Right.
It's a legal process. It's the same as a fishing license. It's the same as a dog license.
Do you think this guy is a true believer or is he a swindler?
Oh, he's a swindler.
God,
he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Liberty Counsel attorney. Are you kidding me?
A rebellion against God. Right. That's like the worst thing to these people. And to me, it's strange because I don't really believe – well, I don't believe God exists, so the rebellion against God to me is sort of like a 0.0 occurrence. But to them, it's the worst thing ever.
Right.
Isn't that hilarious?
Well, we
there's no rebellion, okay?
In the comments, the atheists all the time, the first thing we get is
nothing is happening.
You hate God. And okay. Then when we try to explain to them,
yeah,
that's not possible.
Impossibly.
I mean, I guess you can, but
sure.
As equally as ridiculous as hating Voldemort.
Well, like,
or hating,
I kind of hate Superman as a superhero.
Winnie the Pooh.
You know, like, because like, Superman to me is a shitty superhero because he can do anything, right? He's, the only kryptonite he has is, in fact, his kryptonite.
Right.
Know? So, other than that, he's infallible. He can't be beat up.
Which is supposed to be extraordinarily rare, but goddamn, they find a lot of kryptonite. Everybody's got, like, a kryptonite pen or a kryptonite.
Well, there has to be a kryptonite.
Right. All the bad guys.
In every movie, there has to be fucking kryptonite. Or what is the obstacle?
It's a tough from a writing standpoint.
You've created,
you give him some more vulnerabilities.
Yes, yes, you've created a flawless fucking character.
Because you need a Deus Ex Machina.
It's boring
every single time. You need fucking kryptonite every time.
I hate Superman. I've never really I kind of enjoyed Superman with Christopher Reeve. I like the one with Zod, General Zod, and all that bullshit.
Right.
I like the Superman where what was the Superman where Lois Lane went up in the Eiffel Tower to get, you know, to cover the some terrorist attack that was happening, and then she climbed under the elevator to ride it all the way up to the top, and then the terrorists cut the line to the elevator, and Superman swooped in and saved her. I like that scene.
I remember the specifics.
Don't remember that at all. That is
a
landmark scene.
It's been so long.
In Superman movie. History.
I'll report to the stockades after the show.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of this.
You're going to get a stoning. Well, I mean, you know,
Matt
the other
Staver
kind.
Asshole.
Well, then that is a direct collision of unprecedented magnitude. And that's what they're asking her to do. So when
it's a direct
collision of unprecedented magnitude.
So the ACLU filed suit, and Liberty Counsel came in to defend her.
And wouldn't this? What would be a good comparison to this, Matt? I mean, what would be another activity that, you know, if someone was to come in and say, we want the county stamp of approval, and we want this county clerk actually licensing us to do? I'm trying to think of an example, but something that would also be, you know, unbiblical and violate their beliefs, and then to grant that license would be to participate in it.
He's looking for more examples for Christians to be assholes stop doing their job.
These guys are so horny for Jesus. They're like, oh, what else can we do? What else can we do to insert our religion into the political process?
When everyone else is saying to them, okay, what if it was a Muslim who didn't want to give you or what if it was a Buddhist who didn't want to give you your fishing license? Or your hunting license?
Hey.
Or your gun license?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Burn in hell.
Lose their fucking
minds. By the way, someone else should be in charge of giving out these gun licenses, or if you need a license or whatever, because
yes.
That you posted a video on my personal Facebook page.
I did.
Of these guys, man, shooting each other, or they're getting shot, playing with guns.
Yes. Mary, friend of the show, shared that one with me first, but the first people apparently love to film themselves while they're shooting shit. Thankfully.
So fucked up.
Because we wouldn't have these videos of really... shit gone wrong.
And the other thing is, like, if they didn't shoot themselves in the video, there would be 0.0 entertainment value to your stupid fucking videos. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they didn't end up shooting themselves, it
exactly.
would be so boring.
Nobody wants to see it.
No.
But the first guy is trying to quick draw from his holster. Because, you know, you need that skill.
That's necessary.
When you're walking around. And a Negro may cross the street.
What?
And he's got a cowboy hat on, big fat white
See,
guy.
Like, that's the
and
right.
he goes to he goes to do the quick draw thing, and he's even got a target set up right in front of him. That's a bad guy with a gun. You know, it's not even just a circular target. He's got to have a bad guy with a gun.
How did he fuck it up?
It went off before he pulled it out of the holster.
Have you ever
shot himself in the leg? And then he goes, he swears, fuck, I shot myself in the leg.
Have you ever had quick draw training or anything like that?
I have not.
I mean, I would think one of the rules is to draw it quickly,
right?
But don't shoot until the gun is pointed at what the fuck you want to shoot at.
He drew. Shot quick.
Is that not true? Is that not a tenet of your training?
The goal.
Is that not it? I don't know.
I would think that's the ultimate goal.
But it's nuts because I don't know why you would need to know how to do that, what you get out of that. But if he does think like the zombies are coming or Al-Qaeda or black people are coming to get him, that's probably what it is. It seems like it's actually more dangerous to practice for that than it is to just sort of, I mean,
hope you do okay when it happens.
Right. It's not to happen. You know, the training.
Right.
It's so dangerous.
Look at all these assholes who are these militia dickwads and all that, hiding in the woods playing soldier.
Yeah. How many
are ready for
the
apocalypse? And they're going to be 90 someday, maybe, if they live that long.
Yeah.
And they're wasting all these years running around the woods.
Yeah.
Waiting for the apocalypse that taint coming.
Taint. Don't you? You probably agree with me that if anything ever happens, you know, all those doomsday prepper scenarios.
Yeah.
Why they think the world is going to end or whatever.
Sure.
Pure economic collapse.
Yeah, they have all those categories on that show.
Solar flare.
EMP.
or a total collapse.
It all leads to hordes of brown people coming for their shit.
Why don't they just
say
that?
Is what it all leads to.
I would actually listen. They'd say, I worry that the fucking shit would hit the fan and all the black people would come and take my stuff. That's what they think.
Right.
So what if they just admit that? And that, by the way, if any of those scenarios happen, like total economic collapse, there's no more food, drought, solar flare, honestly, don't you think you should just kind of end it? Just kill yourself.
You're saying fuck it all.
No. You don't want to be around for that. Just drink yourself to death.
Nice.
Yeah, to grant the license to engage in pornography, to grant the license, in other words, to...
Man, this guy's got the list ready. He's like, what other kind of things can the Christians opt out of now?
Hey, tweet us, at crabdiving, if anyone has
titty
ever...
Titty bar? Opening a titty bar, I guess?
Have you ever applied for a license to pornography? What is that? Is that fishing
in Rowan County, Kentucky.
This weekend, I'm going fishing, and later I'm going up to Northridge. I'm going to shoot some pornography. I got to get two licenses!
To grant a license, in other words, to... sodomized children or something of that nature, where you would be literally...
Wait a second!
Are you saying we can get a license? There is no license!
I wasn't aware there's certain counties
license
where you can get a license to sodomize a child.
Let me ask you, if you want to pay somewhere with a credit card, and like, can I get a form of ID? Can you show? Can you in fact flash your license to sodomize children?
Here's my sodomized.
Is that an acceptable?
Here's my child sodomizing license.
Is this an acceptable form of ID at the airport?
I don't like the picture on mine.
Right. Who's smiling for that?
Makes me look unfriendly.
You know, I know this is disturbing, but supposedly Jared did not have a license for that.
That's why he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's in the wrong county. Wait a second. So this guy says, can you think of another reason biblically, which the question is so
I hate
egregiously
this guy.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
what else can Christians get out of, Matt?
I think, we believe in free speech, right?
Fuck yeah.
But we also, aren't we worried about them stirring up the lunatics? I mean, this is just lies. These are lies. The libs are not trying to make it so you can get a fucking license to rape kids.
No.
That's not true.
No.
None of this is true.
Correct.
But the fucking problem is all these right-wing nut job lunatics are going to believe it.
Well, sure.
They're going to believe it, and that's not right.
There's a lot of old white people listening to this going, oh, my God.
The only way we need to...
But he goes from...
We need an IQ test.
He goes from something... I guess you might have to actually get like a license to film an adult production.
Listen.
To a license to fuck kids. Where's that leap?
I don't know. It's so stupid. It's stupid.
Of course,
are you asking me to explain this, moron?
I'm not a Christian.
Oh, yeah?
I think I might... refuse to give somebody a license to fuck a kid.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have
a
moral objection to that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe did the Duggar diddler have a license, or was he unlicensed? Right. Oh. Man, these fucking, listen, you Christians have a God lot of nerve. Damn. You have a lot of nerve trying to legislate morality. You have 0.0 of it yourselves.
Right.
As Dolly Parton says, if you're judging, then you're already sinning, so fuck off.
I don't think she has the fuck off part.
You don't know. You don't know what she said. Then I thought, you ever been to Dollywood?
I have not.
I never either. I wondered who could be outside in such an awful storm. And then I saw a little girl with a puppy in her arms. Before I could say a word, she said. That poor doggy.
Right.
Oh, shit. You gotta have a license to produce, to shoot pornographic material.
Sodomize children.
What is this?
You don't. What club is gonna go down to the county and say, hey, excuse me, we're gonna be passing a 4-year-old around in the back of the VFW on Thursday nights?
You gotta reserve the space.
Yeah, could we have a license?
You gotta reserve the space. I actually just had to do this for work. I was calling a park district about, you know, reserving a space for an event my boss is having, and, you know, there's all kinds of hoops you gotta jump through. You know, are you barbecuing? Do you have your own grill? Are you using the park's grill?
Are you gonna fuck a child?
Right. Are you, how late are you gonna be there? You know, and there's rules everywhere.
These people are out of their fucking minds. I mean, if look up fear mongering, and it's so embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, fuck off. I mean, these people are nuts. Oh, God. Jeez.
So we spoke about a little bit earlier. I do have, sadly, a little bit of the Kim Davis bullshit. Oh, but this is scary. We talked about militias, right?
Oh,
well,
sure.
You know these Oath Keepers.
What is that?
This is a militia group.
Ugh.
That's also Jesus-y.
Oh, perfect. That's not scary at all, is it?
I'm reading from Raw Story.
Eat.
The Oath Keepers, an armed, camouflage wearing volunteer militia.
No.
These are the guys who bravely protected Clive and Bundy.
Fuck you.
At the Bundy Ranch.
Oh, yes.
Are saying that they now have, quote, boots on the ground.
What?
To protect Kim Davis.
Shut up. From what?
Going to jail again.
Oh, okay. Shut up.
So basically they're saying that if the U.S. Marshals come for her again, they're going to have to go through the Oath Keepers.
Is anyone right-wing nut job America, do you see what is happening to you? You get two people running for president, battling it out to try to get photo opportunities with this lunatic.
Slap fighting and cock blocking each other.
Meanwhile,
to get to the dais.
I mean, I don't know anything about Oath Keepers, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. They're fringy. No? Little fringy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now these fringy fuckers with guns, are they armed?
Oh, that's the deal.
Now they're protecting Kim Davis from being arrested from the cops. I mean,
and camo.
That is some straight up Rambo scary bullshit, man.
I
know, who wants that?
Oath Keeper founder Stuart Rhodes.
Oh, God.
They uploaded a teleconference had.
Shit. We guys, we were Skyping
with Kentucky sheriff, Denny Payman.
Denny!
Missouri Oath Keeper John Carriman and West Virginia Oath Keeper.
Jesus.
Alan Landeri. They say that their mission has nothing to do with same-sex marriage. They're only guarding Davis because they think the judge
right
acted illegally. He doesn't okay. have the authority
where is
to
anonymous?
Arrest her and throw her in jail. These are the idiots who think that only the local sheriff has any authority over anybody.
They want, you know what it is? They watch too many episodes of this Dukes of Hazzard. Have you heard right. of Dukes of Hazzard? It was the Tom Wopat. What's the other one? The blonde dude.
Luke
Skywalker. No, his name was Luke.
Bo Duke. Luke Duke.
Luke was Tom Wopat.
Right.
Bo Duke was
Wilder Valmarama.
It was. But they watched too many episodes of the Duke boys. Like the Duke boys run from Boss Hogg and they run from Cletus or whatever, and their goal is to get over the county line because then, you know, they can't cross the county line. There's some magical thing that happens.
John Schneider.
So sorry, John. To think John was probably more famous than Tom Wopat. Now, you did a play with Tom Wopat, didn't you, up in Wisconsin?
Me?
I thought you did.
No.
You never did Summer Star with the great
Tom
Wopat.
No, I haven't.
A friend of mine did like...
acted with Tom Wopat.
I did some horrible play somewhere with Tom Wopat in the woods of Wisconsin. Who cares?
I mean, unless I've buried it with the priest diddling.
Oh, yeah. That would be crazy if the two, like, you went to some psychotherapy and they uncovered, like, one moment of being molested by Father Mulcahy. And they're like, also, Pat, we've unearthed the memory of you being in Oklahoma starring the great Tom Wopat.
Doing dinner theater with Tom Wopat.
Which is more disturbing.
Yeah, Death of a Salesman with Tom Wopat.
Make the Tom Wopat play go away. I can deal with it. One time I got raped.
So, yeah, these oath keepers, one guy says, people should consider her under our protection.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that our people are keeping a close eye on the situation. We're going to have boots on the ground to keep watch regardless, because this judge
yes.
needs to understand that he's not going to be able to just go grab this lady whenever he feels like it.
Jesus Christ. By the way, can I apologize real quick? I equated rape with acting with Tom Wopat. I didn't mean to do that. Who do I apologize to? Tom Wopat?
Fuck Tom Wopat. I mean, I think
I'm sorry about the rape thing. It was insensitive. Okay, please stop. Stop tweeting me.
Did you get tweeted?
No, I didn't.
At Crab Diving or at Rated R Comedy. If it's something heinous, at Rated R Comedy. Unless I say it, then it's at Vile Experience. They released a press release on their website.
Press release.
They say they've been in contact with Matt Staver.
Oh, good.
The attorney from the hate group.
So, like, when is this illegal? They're coordinating? What?
They are acting because, well, they're going to watch her and protect her. And if the judge says, if she on Monday says, no marriages for you.
Yes.
Although, it's going to be, I can't wait to see what fucking happens on Monday, because that one guy.
Is she going to say it like the soup Nazi?
She is.
No marriage for you.
I've already forgotten his name, but I want to look it up because he's a good dude. The guy, Brian something or other, in her office.
The son of...
who is going to actually be issuing them, who said, I don't care if she tells me not to. The court order has told me to.
I'm
going to
do it.
I ain't going to jail. I'm going to give out these licenses. So we'll see what happens on Monday. What if she flings herself in front of him or whatever? Yeah. What if she tries to fire him? Then he can sue her fat fucking ass, too, for wrongful termination.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
But then the fucking taxpayers probably have to pay for that shit.
It's not good. And meanwhile, these oath keepers, what are they going to be doing? Watching from, like, positions or something? Are they circling the building?
It says... The Judge David Bunning has grossly overstepped his bounds, violated Ms. Davis's due process rights, and in particular, her right to a jury trial. You don't get a jury trial when you're held in contempt.
But, if any of this is true or whatever, I mean, aren't there avenues people could take to make complaints or appeal to someone? Or are the only options we have in this country is to give the oath keepers a call and start shooting?
Right.
This is ridiculous. It's not Afghanistan.
You're right. She was and she's guilty. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
You don't get a jury trial for that. She was held in contempt of court. It means she went through her due process and decided that she was going to say fuck you.
Right.
And openly defied a court order, when that means they get to assess penalties. You dick. It's look up common law, you fucker.
Yeah, I'm nervous about these Oath Keepers. Do you think the Secret Service or the FBI, are they keeping tabs on these freaks?
They don't like these guys at all.
What do you like best about a zealot with a gun?
They were also they found out, not these guys, but just a herd of white hate-filled Christians.
Fuck you.
Found out where this judge lives, and they've been protesting outside his house.
That is fucking scary. Is this judge? Is this Bunning? What's his fuck?
Bunning.
Yeah. Does he have security?
Yeah, he does.
He needs security because of these Oath Keepers.
To protect him from Christians.
Oh my God.
Just think about that, Christians out there aren't listening.
And we're talking about the nutty thing about this is you're talking about marriage equality, which means you're granting more people rights. Why the fuck are you against that?
You're taking my rights away from me.
Jesus! They're mentally insane. You're mentally ill, all of you. And one day you will see that you're on the wrong side of this. Hopefully you'll feel stupid.
This is a dictatorship, whether done by a president or a judge.
Fuck off. Nobody likes you.
Well, right.
Nobody
so
likes
if
these
the
people.
Sheriff decides that he's in charge and it's going to be his way, how is that different from a dictatorship? Because you agree with him. We're gonna make it our way with guns.
Right. And what? How is that democratic?
They're assholes. Listen. They're just pathetic little boys.
Yeah. I didn't get my way.
Are dumb.
It doesn't affect you in the least if two dudes get married. Even if they even if they open the blinds in their front bay window and they have anal sex from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. all day, 24 hours, 7, and it's right across the street from you, you don't have to watch.
Right. But you can.
Right, yeah. Set up a lawn chair.
Right. I can't believe they're still doing this. Get my lawn chair.
Mike makes more popcorn.
I'm going to see how long they do it for so I can write it down.
Get Daddy's telescope.
Another scary story.
Yay.
I'll try to find something fun here. But yeah, goddamn.
This is fun.
Did you hear about we were all looking at the shiny thing.
Right.
With Ken Davis. Meanwhile, on Friday.
Yes.
You know, a Planned Parenthood office was arsoned.
No.
Was burned.
Oh, shit. I totally missed that.
Let's see exactly where. I think this is in Washington State, in Pullman, Washington.
Right.
The Northwest Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating an arson fire at Planned Parenthood in Pullman, which they set off fire and burglary alarms at 3:30 a.m. Friday morning, causing significant damage to the building. It's a three-year-old clinic. Last month, there was a major anti-abortion demonstration there. As a result of the fire, the building is now structurally unsafe. They're going to have to knock the whole fucking building
down. Crazy.
And the people who were receiving their health care.
Now, what are they going to do?
What are they going to fucking do? Which is mission accomplished to these fucking terrorists.
Yeah.
Right?
This is ridiculous. Why don't we have the Oath Keepers protecting Planned Parenthood? Are there people that protect Planned Parenthood?
There are people who. Yeah, I think so. And there are people who protect the women, right? They're what do they call them? The escorts and stuff. Like you can volunteer to be an escort at an abortion clinic,
right?
Where you meet the women at their car and help them get through the sea of fuckheads.
That's ridiculous.
That are screaming at them and damn near assaulting them.
they're trying
to go get a fucking pap smear.
They're trying to go to the fucking doctor.
Grab a couple of free condoms.
Sure.
They
steal the magazines.
But then get this. This clinic doesn't even offer abortion services.
So why the...
It's just a Planned Parenthood. It's the fuckers of the right.
They're stupid.
Have demonized the politicians, have demonized Planned Parenthood. Fucking Ted Cruz is planning on... I read something today. They're going to try to shut down the government over Planned Parenthood.
You know,
shut down the government if we don't defund Planned Parenthood.
You know, Christopher Guest needs to do like a Best in Show style movie where they portray a group of these anti-abortion activists and they go and torch. It's like a Christopher Guest movie. They torched a Planned Parenthood where there are no abortions.
Right.
It's almost laughable. Except no, it's arson and incredibly dangerous. Somebody,
no baby chop shop here.
Somebody could have been killed. There needs
right?
to, Christopher Guest needs to make a fucking movie.
What if some of the firefighters had gotten killed or injured or something?
These people are just heinous.
Evil. Disgusting.
And you're stupid. Do you think they fucked up? I think they
knew where they were going. They've been protesting outside this one.
Yeah, but they do you think they knew there were no abortions there?
They've been told. They don't care. Okay. It's Planned Parenthood.
Oh. It seems...
Hillary Clinton actually, in a speech not that long ago, compared a lot of these anti-choice conservatives to terrorist groups.
Right.
Extreme views about women. She said, we expect that from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world. But it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be president of the United States.
Right.
And Jeb Bush got his tidy whities in a knot over that one.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, violence. They killed. They've killed a doctor.
I mean, that should be
in the past, right?
Acceptable. Yes.
Pro life.
These people are fucking terrorists.
Sanctity of life. just disgusting. I've got a story.
I mean, to me, it's odd that it's even legal for something called the Oath Keepers to exist.
Right.
An armed force just doing what? Furthering their own cause or something?
This is creepy. Right. They're anti-government. usually pretty racist.
Are you saying, are these white people mainly?
Mainly white people running around the woods with guns wearing camo. Shit. Because they feel that, the world's going to be coming to an end.
They're just playing soldier. That's what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
They love it.
And all fired up and scared.
Big fat asses. What do you think? They do this and reenact Civil War, battles?
Well, they get to be the little...
It's a weekend.
They get to be the big hero, right?
Yay!
Big deal.
Ridiculous.
What else is going on? Oh, I just saw the word penis in the headline. What is this?
Oh, really?
Oh, New Jersey woman pleads guilty in penis enlargement death. She's a fake doctor who was gave some guy alleged filler to stick in his weenie.
Filler.
And I think he ended up dying from it. So yeah. Tried to get a bigger.
It was that squirtable insulation she tried to use and it killed him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The stuff that it's like foam, right?
Yeah. Don't use that, guys.
I've got a story here as soon as I can open this goddamn thing. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Crabdiving.com. Don't forget.
It's hot as fuck here still.
Twitter us, tweet us, twat us.
Oh, yes. I'm looking at the Twitter.
Et cetera.
We've been added to the list. Something LGBT talk.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Good for us. We're immensely popular.
Let's see if we can find a spot to cram in to Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Is in a little bit of trouble this morning, sort of. Backtracking for what he said about fellow candidate Carly Fiorina.
Okay.
Trump.
It's the best.
here is Anderson Cooper on CNN reporting.
In words like these, quote, look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Donald Trump saying that and saying more about his Republican rival, Carly Fiorina. The language coming to light this evening in a Rolling Stone piece that went live just moments ago. Joining us with the latest is CNN senior media correspondent and host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter. So what is Trump saying?
Trump is saying a lot, but the most shocking comments and the most talked about comments in this long profile are about Carly Fiorina. He is watching a newscast with the Rolling Stone writer. That's when he talks about Carly in some detail. Of course, Carly, the only female candidate in the Republican race. So this is
so they're sitting there and he's like, look at her. Look at that face. Who would vote for that?
Oh, my God.
Quote, that's he said, quote, look at that face. Oh, would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president. I mean, she's a woman. I'm not supposed to say bad things, but really, folks, come on. Are we serious?
And he knows he's talking to a journalist, right?
That's a quote. That's a quote.
So what do you think he's going to do? Has he responded?
Yeah, well, Carly Fiorina
is, she all pissed,
is playing. No, she's staying above it.
Come on.
She said she was on with Kelly.
Look at that face.
She was on Megyn Kelly on the Kelly File.
That's so mean.
And she said Kelly brought that up. And Carly Fiorina said, and I quote, maybe I'm getting under his skin a little bit because I'm climbing in the polls.
Right.
So she's, that's a, you know, very taking the
nice way to respond to look at that face.
Look at that face.
I mean, I would have said, look at that fucking hair.
Can you imagine? He leaves a meeting with Angela Merkel.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that, broad?
I mean, all these foreign leaders are going to be like, you know, I usually, on some level, I kind of like whoever the American president is, even Bush, you know, kind of nice to talk to, but Donald is just a dick.
Yeah, all right. So now he was interviewed, Donald, today.
They don't send their best.
Was interviewed by CNN.
Rapists.
And here he is on the phone with, not with us, that would be fucking tits.
That
but
would
with,
be great.
He was talking to Chris Cuomo.
Right.
On CNN. And Chris Cuomo is going to ask him about the whole, you know, that whole look at the face.
Now
thing.
This is CNN, not Fox.
This is CNN, Chris okay. Cuomo.
First it was Rosie, then it was Megan. Now you got Carly Fiorina. They got you in Rolling Stone magazine, making fun of the way she looks. Why do you talk about how women look so much? You know it's not presidential. It's
not
probably not
about,
even
look,
kind.
I'm talking about Prashada. Look, here's another
you
one.
You said, look
I mean,
at that face.
Carson and Carly.
You said, look at that
I'll
face.
I'll say some nice things about you, at least, so that they'll say, at least he says nice things about some people.
I'll take it.
The fact is that Carly Fiorina has had a terrible past. She was fired viciously from Hewlett-Packard.
Viciously. His adjectives are awesome.
This
there's
is
never
an amazing apology.
Yeah, she was never. She you can't just get fired.
Viciously
fired.
Yeah.
But she's talking about her persona.
Is he apologizing?
He's not talking about her face. I wasn't talking about her face.
Yeah,
I was talking about her persona face.
And then this guy's like, "But you said her face," and he's like, "Hey, listen. Maybe I'll say some nice things about you."
Right, move along.
Now he's taking on this guy.
From Hewlett-Packard, the dean
but then you
of
should
the
say
Yale
that.
Business School, who's a highly respected man, Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, wrote a paper that was one of the worst papers on CEOs. She goes down as one of the worst ever.
But
the company practically cratered.
But then say that.
Wait, excuse me, Chris, wait. Thousands of jobs gone, stock price gone, still hasn't recovered. It's a total disaster. But still hasn't recovered. They're trying hard. But she was a disaster CEO. She had a company before that called Lucent, which in my opinion and in my memory was even a worse catastrophe than Hewlett-Packard. She then gets fired from Hewlett-Packard. She runs for the Senate against somebody that could have been beaten easily.
Trump's amazing. He's truly amazing. But he hasn't addressed the face thing.
Right. We're still in his apology.
He's not going to apologize.
This is an amazing
He's
apology.
He's not going to apologize. Are you crazy? His way of apologizing is attacking her more.
Good. She runs for the Senate against somebody that could have been beaten easily. She loses in a landslide, and now she's running for president. Now, when I said that, and the Rolling Stone article had moments of beauty and greatness, and I did like the pictures, actually. One of the few magazines where I actually liked the pictures. So.
I'm sorry. He just makes me laugh. Just one of the few. I did like the pictures, actually.
Isn't that as he thumbed through magazines and he's like, oh, these pictures are terrible.
I hate that pictures are terrible.
Except this one
in Trump magazine.
Oh, yeah.
The writer actually called me and he said, I'm so upset. I wrote this great story and Jan Wenner screwed it up. He told me that. All because right. they added a lot of stuff, a lot of garish stuff that I think is disgusting.
Right. What I'm saying
but
is
added
this.
It. Excuse me, wait. So, but Carly, the statement of Carly, I'm talking about her persona. Her persona is not going to be, she is not going to be president.
But I don't know
she
about that.
She had a terrible, terrible failed time.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you why. I hear everything you're saying about the record. They're all legitimate bases for criticism that you can level against one of your opponents. But I'm just reading the quote for what it is. Look at that face. Why would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that's the face of our next president? I mean, she's a woman. I'm not supposed to say bad things. But really, folks, come on. Are we serious? That's not about persona.
I'm talking persona.
How?
And when she Where's hits me on my hair, I know that's okay, and you won't
defend
me.
That's tit for tat.
My hair
is, by the way,
you know me well enough. It is my hair.
Somebody but come.
When she goes after my hair, you won't defend me. He's 10 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a 10-year-old kid.
He is not going to act like an adult. You can just.
Oh, God.
That expectation will not be met, you know?
I'm talking persona. How?
And when she
Where's
hits
persona
me on my
that?
Hair, I know that's okay, and you won't
defend
me. That's
tit for tat.
My hair
that's
by the way, I think you know me well enough. It is my hair.
Somebody
but
comes on my air and makes fun of your hair, I'm going to tell them to shut up and move on to something else. If somebody does that to you on my air, and they say the reason he shouldn't be president is because of his hair, look at his hair, I'll say, shut up, let's talk about something else. Because
well,
it's unkind and it's unpresidential.
You don't have to defend me. I'm not looking for anybody to defend me. I'm just saying, when she and other people hit me on things, nobody ever comes to my defense.
Oh,
yeah. Here's another one.
Look at that.
There we go. Anyway.
Nobody ever does it for me. Nobody ever looks out for the Donald. Wait, he's a martyr.
A comment toward women, this time at Carly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just
a he's a song. Martyr.
Right.
No one ever comes to my defense.
No, you when they mock me.
Nobody likes me. What about me?
When they mock me for calling someone a fat pig.
Love me.
Nobody defends me. Donald backtracking, tap dancing, and trying to say that it's persona. It's the persona. It ain't, he wasn't, I wasn't
I
talking about
face.
Her face.
You said her face. Well, that guy just didn't let up on old Trump.
Cuomo?
No, yeah. He did not. Yeah. How's he going to last through that? I mean, maybe at some
First it was Rosie.
At some point, maybe he won't be able to handle this anymore, Trump.
You think?
I don't know. That guy was pretty, he was unrelenting.
You don't think he's in it for the long haul?
He's in it to win it.
I'm in it to win it.
In red, white, and blue.
I mean, if he does say he's elected, I mean, will he appoint Sarah Palin to his cabinet?
Oh, well, yeah, he said he would. He thinks she's very talented.
Secretary of State.
Very talented.
What about that?
And I would have her do something.
Secretary of State, Sarah Palin.
She wants energy so she can.
Secretary of Defense, maybe. Maybe that's better.
Right. We do have one opinion on somebody who shared the stage
this just in
with Sarah Palin at the Tea Party Patriots event.
Okay.
When she chopped spun that word salad for us.
Michelle Bachmann?
I
miss her.
Because. Okay, well, here, listen, somebody. Is a little upset with what went on. Give a listen.
Don Lemon brings up Sarah Palin. I didn't listen to her speech. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't care what Sarah Palin says anymore.
Whoa.
Sarah Palin has become a clown. I'm embarrassed that I was once for Sarah Palin. Honestly, I'm embarrassed. Why do I say that about Sarah Palin? How could you possibly say that about Sarah Palin? Because I don't know who she is anymore. I don't know what she stands for. I saw a clip of her talking to Donald Trump. What the hell is that?
Glenn Beck is mad as hell. He's not going to take it anymore.
You know why he's pissed? Because he he was disappointed that nobody was listening to him.
Right.
Let me see if I okay. Listen to this. I'm gonna look for this other clip. But here's the rest of Glenn Luznicek.
And wasn't it that the Republican candidates none of them would come on the Blaze? Is there something going on like that where he's all pissed off?
He was pissed at a couple of them,
right?
For having not showed up,
right? What is this? I don't even know who she is anymore. I know who she is. She's a lunatic. Sounds like she's on Xanax. It really does. She sounds high. It doesn't sound like somebody who's confused. It sounds like confusion mixed with like a pharmaceutical.
Right. A great pharmaceutical.
Oh, yeah. You can't afford those.
Why do I say that about Sarah Palin? How could you possibly say that about Sarah Palin? Because I don't know who she is anymore. I don't know what she stands for. I saw a clip of her talking to Donald Trump. What the hell is that? I don't even know who she is anymore. I don't know what she stands for. I don't know. She doesn't know what I stand for. We had a falling out long ago because she listened to people who were lying to her about me. Fine. Don't care. I don't care.
Fine. Don't care. I think he cares. Oh, my God. They're children. All these right-wing nut jobs are fucking children. I don't even know who she is.
I don't know who she is anymore.
Fine.
I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it.
Don't care. Someone was telling her something about Glenn Beck that wasn't true, and she believed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're in fucking high school. It is Melrose Place in this motherfucker.
Let's see. Here's a little bit of the beginning.
Don't care. What is it, Glenn?
America. I've solved the issue of global warming. It's not our SUVs. It's that big flaming thing in the sky. I come to you today with a different message. I've stood here and I've listened, but there's a different message that I wish to deliver to you today. We live in confusing times.
Okay, this goes on for 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And
I'm scared.
I don't know where the exact clip is, but somebody played it.
We should be scared of that great big flaming thing in the sky.
There's one point where I don't know if they start playing music under him or something.
We are in the land of confusion.
And he gets pissed off and says, like, are you going to play music? Are you going to play music or are you going to listen to me?
Make no mistake, was exactly what was said before World War II. The sane, the rational were so desperate to avoid war that they sent the Prime Minister of England, Neville Chamberlain, to meet with Adolf.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Same as World War II. We're appeasing the Ayatollahs.
Is this Godwin's law?
Over in Iran. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going right for Neville Chamberlain that, you know, Obama's just
straight
appeasing.
Hitler.
Skipping.
His people must understand he will keep all of his promises.
Here he's getting a little gravelly now. This is 15 minutes in.
Oh, man.
He has told us that he will bless those that bless Israel. He will curse those who curse Israel. I make you this promise and warning today. Those words will be fulfilled.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who the fuck does he think he is? Is he a prophet?
Right.
Those words will be fulfilled. God. Who is listening to him and like, oh, he's brilliant. Come on.
On Facebook.
Right.
He posted. He lost his shit because he was worried that he didn't get enough coverage over this whole event.
Okay.
He appeared on CNN. He was mad that he felt that some of the best parts of his discussion with Don Lemon were edited out.
Oh my God. You guys left some gems out of it. The good parts, the meat.
I assume tomorrow, more clips will be available because right now they're saying, Right Wing Watch is saying that Glenn's really letting loose today on everything and everyone.
Oh, he's pissed off.
On his radio show today. Because he's doing it from a remote. You can't see him. The visual is the studio and Stu and Pat sitting there.
Oh my
and
God.
And Glenn's voice, because he's on a microphone at wherever this rally was in D.C.
I got to tell you, that's not a good show.
He sounds good, though.
To not have Glenn Beck on camera is a bad thing.
Right.
It is not worth him being at that rally, I guarantee you. He should be in studio. Because what? I'm supposed to watch Stu and who? His other fuck buddy? His fuck buddy?
Pat and Stu.
Is it true?
No, our lives will forever be changed. And we know that the road less traveled is often fraught with difficulties. But we choose it today with confidence because the outcome has already been decided.
Oh, is he just reading fortune cookies strewn together?
Right.
Holy shit, is he? God. Platitudes! So who listens to this? God damn it.
There were a whole bunch of people there, and now here's a real fun clip.
Let's see. Have.
We'll let this, whoever this is that announce him, we'll let this announcer announce this speaker.
The privilege to introduce the next speaker, and somebody I've gotten to know very well over the last year. Our next speaker is a principled and patriotic conservative American, but he is a family man first and foremost. Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson, the Duck Commander himself, is here today because he knows a bad deal when he sees one.
Duck Dynasty, dickhead, is speaking at an Iran deal rally.
Oh, my fucking God.
The major foreign policy issue, some people are saying, of Obama's administration. And some people are saying it's even bigger than the vote for the Iraq war.
Right.
Or yeah. Against it. And
the Duck Commander.
Somehow Phil Robertson has qualifications to speak upon this?
Fuck you. Fuck off.
What the fuck?
Well, listen, man, this is the right giving the finger to the left. It's like, fuck you. These are our heroes. This is who we want to hear from. Phil Robertson. He kills ducks. I ain't moving.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Robertson.
White trash.
Well, always remember, they call me in as a last resort.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can get through this. It's just, you know what it is? He's so cocksure. And then the crowd is just like,
oh, oh yeah.
Hey, call me in. Hey, it's a last resort.
Well, they said God was dead back when I was in college. But he wasn't.
But college.
They lied. Then they said the Tea Party was dead. Not true. And then they said, well, Cruz, he's anti-establishment. Trump, he's anti-establishment.
Right now, he's just giving a couple of little tongue swirls to the taints of the two that showed up, Trump and Cruz, at this ridiculous rally.
They said that your Green Party is dead.
Anti-establishment. Trump, he's anti-establishment. Levin, he's anti-establishment. Sarah Palin, she's anti-establishment. Hey, here's a news flash before I get down on the riverbank and go back to where I came from. I was anti when anti wasn't even cool.
What in the fuck are any of these people cheering for?
I was anti when anti wasn't even cool.
It is just moronitude, Bill, USA. There's no one anywhere near wherever this is taking place that has any brains.
D.C.
Oh, my God.
This is in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God.
I don't do deals with individuals, whoever they are, when they're hollering at the top of their lungs when I walk out of the place where we're doing the deal and they're saying, death to you, we're going to kill you. That's the last bunch you want to have nuclear weapons.
Right, and that's why
we... That's the point of it!
...negotiated a deal where they won't have nuclear weapons.
You stupid fuck.
I see a 14-year-old girl out there in the audience I want to have a little piece of.
Israel, the most faithful ally we have. You know why I love Israel? They wrote the Bible. That's why I love them.
They wrote the Bible. That's why I love them.
Israel wrote the Bible.
Which person there? Who in Israel wrote the Bible? Woody Allen wrote the Bible. That's why I love them.
So we should have a nuclear war.
Nuclear.
Because your book.
I don't make a deal with people that say fuck you.
I really don't understand why he's here. I mean, Sarah Palin at least held an office.
Fuck you.
And ran for office. Yeah. Obviously, Trump and Cruz want to be president. Well, this is a rally.
Fuck you.
To try to stop the Iran nuclear deal.
I'm the duck commander.
And they wheel him out. I can't get this.
I was anti before there was an anti.
They're trying to get away from. I thought they were trying to get away from this image.
They're not doing a good job of it. This guy sounds like every idiot in like a goddamn dive bar in the deep fucking south.
And Kim Davis's husband isn't helping your cause.
Making a murder. I got nuker. I don't even know what they're saying.
Faithful ally we have. You know why I love Israel? They wrote the Bible. That's why I love them. When God chose to become flesh 2015 years ago, your calendar dates that event. God becoming flesh. You know what kind of flesh he became? Jewish flesh. There's all the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They wrote the Bible for crying out loud. Therefore, you never, ever want to put them in unnecessary danger with this deal will do. I'll leave you with this.
Oh, my God.
Those guys are kind of dead.
I'll leave you with this.
Yeah, that Jacob and that other guy that you said wrote the Bible, which I think there were more.
The Jesus became flesh, the Jews flesh. They became Jew flesh. Is that what he said?
He decided,
Jewish flesh.
He could have been anything when he came down, and he decided to be a Jew.
He's Jewish flesh.
God, what a creep.
Out loud. Therefore, you never, ever want to put them in unnecessary danger with this deal will do. I'll leave you with this. As far as anti goes, listen up. What we are, America, we're anti-corruption. We are anti-ripping babies out of their mother's wombs and selling their body parts.
There's a pregnant one. Get her. There's anti-corruption.
Ripping them out of their bodies.
He is a cartoon character.
He is.
We are anti-perversion, for crying out loud. And we are pro-God Almighty. We're pro-gun. We're pro-get your tail out there and go to work. Therefore, I love you all, God.
Except the Negroes and the faggots among you.
Wait, they don't get guns. I'm pro God Almighty. He sounds so fucking
anti-perversion, for God's sake.
There is just he is a caricature.
It is.
This is a joke. I cannot believe these people are cheering for him.
And how is this different
so
than
dumb?
One of the Ayatollahs waving their Quran around in front of a creepy, frothed up Muslim crowd?
Well, an Ayatollah.
How different?
Maybe they're more well spoken and
they like the young girls too then.
Oh yeah, hey Phil, skip to the part where you tell me to marry a 14-year-old. Creep.
Therefore, I love you all. God loves you. I think that America they always say the same thing. That old Robertson guy just too religious. You know what I say? I say America ain't religious enough.
Mic drop.
Oh, yes. Is that what he did? Did he drop the mic?
Well, it's on a podium, so he America just walked away.
I ain't religious enough.
Yeah, right.
God.
I say America ain't religious enough. Walks
away. Is this a joke?
And this is in order to bring about different foreign policy.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't an abortion rally. This isn't a we hate homos rally. This is, we don't believe that we should engage in this nuclear deal with Iran.
I'm a television reality show star.
But it sounded like a goddamn fucking revival is what it sounded like.
I know a good deal when I see one. Right. And I don't make a deal with nobody who says they want to kill me.
Exactly.
Death to America.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say au revoir to you till tomorrow. We'll be back Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, from 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher.
Hey, leave us a nice review. 5 stars. That would be really nice of you to do.
It's so hot. And also at crabdiving.com immediately following in 4 short minutes, three or two or whatever. The awesome Pretty Miss and Dree Show with the awesome Maggie Strong. Kill keep your man. Ear holes pressed to your device, ladies and gentlemen. No bathroom. You might miss the beginning. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when, and follow his amazing insights on Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back
Thank
tomorrow,
you.
Ladies.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.